At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. The herdsmen fled to the nearby town, telling everyone what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the entire town came out to meet Jesus, but they begged him to go away and leave them alone. Jesus' healing ministry triggered a complete range of reactions. Many people, understandably, responded with joy and relief, but here it was completely different. Jesus had just healed two demon-possessed men. So far, so good. But the demons had entered a herd of pigs nearby, who had then hurled down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned. This was not good news, so far as the herdsmen were concerned. In an instant, they'd lost their livelihood, and so they and the townspeople begged Jesus to leave them alone. It's a matter of fact that Jesus always brings change, and that is something which is welcomed by some, but never by all. The Apostle Paul said that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. When Jesus becomes the Lord of our lives, priorities, relationships, plans, and attitudes all change, and that's bound to stir up many issues and questions. Jesus' desire is only ever to bring life and fruitfulness to us, but the adjustment can be tough. Sad as it is, we should never be surprised when people reject Jesus. Everyone has their own personal choice to make. Towards the end of Moses' ministry, he posed a challenge to the people of Israel. He said, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live." The choice was theirs, and the Old Testament reveals that some chose life and others chose death. It's just the same today. The choice is yours. Jesus offers you and me his life, but he will never impose it on us. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond when people reject Jesus? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you offer us the gift of life. Help us to receive it with joy and conviction. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or, of course, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. May God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, releasing power to the people who know their communities best. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.